escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sitting here yesterday and learning about the Pirates' trade deadline moves. Donnie called it the worst trade deadline in Pittsburgh sports history. Jason Mackey, who covered the Pirates for a while, had this to say this morning about it.
I've been around a lot of crap with this team for a decent chunk of years. I've not seen this fan base more depressed. I've not seen it feel more hopeless. It's hard to explain this to people.
Never more hopeless, never more depressed. I think they're actually more angry than any of those things. I think people are mad at what happened and where this team was alleged to be going, like what they were trying to do and what they ended up doing. I just pulled up an article during the break. The Detroit News, now this is just one reporter getting, spin from the Tigers on David Bednar, but he reported hours before Bednar got traded that the reason why the Tigers were not going to trade for Bednar was because the asking price set by the Pirates was, quote, bananas. That they had set such an incredibly high asking price in theory because he was from here and the owner didn't want to trade him. And he ends up getting traded for a guy that when the Pirates' new prospect rankings got reset today by MLB.com, wasn't even listed in their top 10, Flores. Still behind guys like Nick York and the shortstop the Pirates got from the Reds in the Cabrian Hayes trade. Yeah.
Sammy.
I mean, the Pirates have an average farm system, and this guy is not even good enough to be in the top 10, and they traded David Bednar for him. I mean, I think a lot of Pirates fans said things like, you know what, I don't want to trade Bednar, but he is a closer. And if we can actually get something really good for him, well, then what the hell, do it. But the prospect world, the prospect experts are saying the Pirates did not get that yesterday.
Seemingly of their own volition because they didn't want to get that when it was available for them to get.
I'm still thinking about what Greg Brown said to us on Tuesday. A Pirates employee, their longtime play-by-play voice, was here saying things like, I want them to play in Denver Friday night with a lineup that is going to look like the 2026 Pirates. I want a new left fielder that came in a trade. I want a new shortstop that comes in a trade.
New third baseman.
I want a new
now.
Third baseman that comes in a trade.
A new starting pitcher or a starting pitcher that's a younger
look,
guy. You've got Andrew Heaney, you've got IKF, and you've got Tommy Pham.
Not even established major leaguers, but may block by other teams because they have really good players starting at shortstop and left field. And here are the Pirates, who are a much worse team with the most, inefficient, deficient offense in all of Major League Baseball. And they can give those players opportunities in the last 2 months of the year. The Pirates have not posted their lineup for tonight yet. The Rockies have. But, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Tommy Pham and IKF in it. Because they're still here. And it just, it pisses people off. Like, I didn't go into this, and I'm upset, but maybe not the same way others are, because I didn't go into this with, like, delusions of grandeur. I didn't think the Pirates were going to get guys that, you know, paved the way towards winning and accelerated their track to winning or anything like that. Because I did think that Ben Cherington was overall a baseball idiot. I didn't think he was dumb enough to just give a starting pitcher away for nothing and keep his players on expiring contracts. Somebody, Ben, I think it was Ben Verlander, Justin's brother who works for Fox Sports, tweeted out something that was actually very cogent. He's like, they signed IK, they brought back IKF for another year and signed Tommy Pham for the sole reason of trading them at the deadline.
Didn't Morosi say the one thing he would guarantee is that Tommy Pham
Pham was
going to
get traded? Yeah.
Yeah, when they signed these players, we were all very underwhelmed, and we felt like they had a very poor offseason, and we said they're clearly signed just so that they can
be. We all said that about Heaney, because that's what happened with Quintana, that's what happened with Anderson, that's what happened to Rich Hill. What's Andrew Heaney? Oh, he's the latest Pirate left-hander who Ben Cherington found on the scrap heap. He'll pitch in PNC Park, which is very good for lefties because of how far the left field wall is and dimensions of the park and outplays. And he'll get flipped because he's pitched for the Yankees in the playoffs, the Dodgers and the Rangers, and won a World Series. And somebody will take him, and the Pirates will get a couple lottery tickets back like they did with the other guys. They got OVA. Think about this. Falter got dumped for nothing. Part of the logic is because Oviedo is going to take his spot next year. They got Oviedo for Quintana. They took 2 months of Jose Quintana and traded him for a guy who, I guess, allegedly fits into their rotation plans for years to come.
Despite him coming off of a major injury.
Donnie, what was your line on Cherington yesterday when you were ruminating on this and getting more and more angry by the second? You're like, I thought this guy was bad at this, but he's actually much better than I even thought. It's shocking how bad he is at this job, I think, was your take.
Yeah, it is amazing how he, like, never ceases to amaze.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, it just gets worse and worse.
I like that.
It's like, hey, you know what?
It's amazing how he never ceases to amaze.
He doesn't one-up himself, he one-downs himself.
Every time you think Ben Cherington can't go lower, he grabs his shovel and gets to digging.
Yeah, he's like, it's like the old cowboy line. I got a little bit left in me.
Wait till you see this crap.
He's the greatest baseball GM at limbo in his entire life. The bar goes lower, and he still somehow contort his body and get underneath it again and again and again.
It's very disheartening. You said you weren't as mad as some other people. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe my emotions. I know I usually have a word at the ready. whatever you would, I guess, Pony, it is whatever you would say when you go in expecting nothing and find yourself against all odds still being disappointed. Like, I was like you, pretty jaded going into this process with him. And coming out of it, it's almost like, man, it's almost like the Shaq meme, right? Donnie was like, I'm sorry, sir, I was unfamiliar with your game. Apparently, I was unfamiliar with just how bad Ben Cherington could be. Because I did come away.
Well, we all predicted this, though. We said he shouldn't be running the deadline because he was bound to screw it up.
But I'll even have to point back and throw myself under the bus here and say, at the start of the show, before he made the Bednar deal and we knew anything that was going to happen was going to happen.
You wanted him to do it.
I said, gun to my head, let him make the deals. Don't be paralyzed by the fact that you don't trust your GM. And he made me look like an idiot for that within minutes.
Well, he
literally
made himself look like a bigger one.
Well, sure he did. Bad. I don't really feel bad. I do feel surprised that I'm this surprised by how bad it was.
And I say all this knowing Falter's not a great player. Bednar has pitched great lately, but I don't think he's a great player.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the guys on expiring deals they held on to are great players. It's just he, again, failed to get requisite return for these guys. I didn't think he was going to get established, bona fide major league bats. Saying really kept saying things like, you only trade these guys if you can get bona fide major league bats. I wasn't even aiming that high.
You were aiming reasonably promising prospects. Somewhat promising prospects.
Yeah, like I actually, like the interesting thing about how bad Pirates fans feel about the deadline is that I think the trade that Cherington made the day before was a good one.
Yeah,
I like
too.
The Cabrian
Hayes
trade.
I'm starting to like, even though I think there's a chance he'll actually hit there. Now he's like 1-for-9 so far.
I like the Cabrian Hayes trade.
Yeah, I think Reds fans even feel like they gave up a little bit too much for him.
He just undid all of that goodwill 24 hours later.
I'll go back to this too. Just I have to put a finer point on it. I find the way Ben Cherington talks about his own moves, not that I expect a guy to say, man, I screwed that one up. Holy crap, can you believe they let me do this? The condescension in tone. Even if he's not going for that, I hate the idea that he's sitting there in an ivory tower with no accomplishments to speak of as a Pirates general manager, talking to us like he actually has won 4 World Series here, and we all should just trust him implicitly because Ben knows best. Dude, your work here suggests you don't know anything.
412-928-9370. Noah Hiles, who covers the Pirates for the Post-Gazette, gave the Pirates this grade for their trade deadline.
F. I have nothing else. That was a failure. That didn't go well. It was bad.
And what was the thing he said to you last night when you had him on, Donnie, about the reaction inside the Pirates organization and around baseball?
People were, like, confused by what they were doing. Like, they did not understand what the Pirates'
But not just were. Not just media were saying that. Like,
oh,
actual
no, like
Pirates employees.
Yeah, and other teams.
And weren't family involved there, too? Like, Pirates players' wives, or I think something like that along those lines.
Here's and Noah just sounded like a broken man.
Here's the clip.
I had agents. I had other team employees. They're texting me, asking me, family members of players, what in the world, why did they do that? And I had no answer to give them, Donnie.
I heard people, did he go on this morning with Crowley? I think it was.
Yeah, he did.
People were, the YouTube chat, which is still very lively right now, when I fired that up this morning to see what people were saying, the comment, Noah Hiles sounds like a broken man, just kept getting repeated over and over again. This man sounds beaten. This man sounds broken. It's like somebody who has to cover some horrifying incident and it scars them for life in the real world. But this is just a trade deadline.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.